The Beauty Advisor. This is the place where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty, we review beauty products, and help you navigate the cosmetic counters so that you can stay beautiful while living longer. I'm your host and beauty advisor, Deanna Lynn. On today's episode, I have our in-house beauty advisor, Meredith Hack. Meredith is a longtime beauty advisor who's worked for such prestigious companies as Estee Lauder, Lancome, and Chanel. Meredith is going to be telling us all about how we can wake up looking even more beautiful. Really, Meredith? I thought that only happened in the movies. Well, before we get into that intriguing content, I'd like to share our very first email that I've received from one of our listeners. This email came from a young lady named Millie. Millie writes, "Hello, Beauty Advisor. I have a problem that I'm hoping that you can help me with. I have severely dry skin. In fact, my face is so dry and rough it almost feels calloused. No amount of moisturizer seems to help. I'm so obsessed with this problem that I even sprang for a visit to the dermatologist. The dermatologist, after looking me over, said I had no real skin disease, but he did recommend a moisturizer that I found easily at the drugstore. Even though this moisturizer is very thick and heavy, it only seems to help for a very short time. And now, on top of that, I'm starting to break out. If you could offer me any advice at all, I'd really appreciate it. This is my senior year, and I would really like to look my best for graduation. Thank you for any advice. Signed, Millie." First of all, Millie, I want to thank you very much for sending us an email. And I do have some advice for you, or for anyone suffering from dry skin. Let's first take a look at your facial cleanser. Are you using one of those foaming gel cleansers? Read the ingredient label and make sure your facial cleanser doesn't contain any lauryl sulfates, because lauryl sulfates can actually strip away the natural oils and lipid barrier, and this can make your skin feel rough and dry. Opt instead for a creamy, non-foaming cleanser. These type of cleansers not only clean your skin, but they also help to moisturize and hydrate the skin, leaving it softer, more supple, without stripping your natural oils. And here's another important tip. Before you start to clean your face, make sure you remove all your makeup. That way you can get a really good deep cleanse that can really get into those pores and clean it out without having that barrier of makeup that your cleanser has to first cut through to get to your skin. And secondly, this is probably the most important thing that anybody can do that suffers from dry skin. You need to exfoliate. Most often, dry skin is simply caused by a buildup of dead skin cells. Try using a toner that contains salicylic acid or those toning pads that contain salicylic acid. Salicylic acid works gently to exfoliate your skin. This natural ingredient not only prevents pores from clogging, but it can even break down blackheads and whiteheads. You'll also want to manually exfoliate once or twice a week. Use a good scrub for this. I would recommend a microdermabrasion scrub. These type of scrubs contain tiny aluminum oxide crystals, and these crystals can exfoliate and remove deeper layers of dead, dry skin. In our skincare clinic, we use one called the 5-Minute Miracle. Pretty amazing scrub. Works great on all skin types, including acne. I'll put a link in the show notes, so if you want to go check it out. And another thing, if you can afford it, that would really help, is one of those sonic facial brushes. I think they're called Clarisonics. Wow, those things really work well. They really get in there and loosen up all kinds of dirt, debris, and dead skin cells. This machine might be well worth the money for anybody who suffers from dry skin. And lastly, be sure to pick a lightweight but very hydrating moisturizer. Heavy, thick moisturizers can hang on to dead skin cells and can actually prevent your skin from being able to naturally exfoliate itself. I've got just one more tip for you. Please do not sleep in a daytime moisturizer that contains a sunscreen. I can't tell you how many people do this, and it's not healthy for your skin. At night when you're resting, that's the time your skin replenishes itself. Do yourself and your skin a favor and invest in a good nighttime moisturizer. Millie, I hope these tips were helpful. And to show our appreciation, that you took the time to email us, I have a special gift for you. I'm going to be sending you out a 5-Minute Miracle Microdermabrasion Scrub. This miracle scrub contains only the highest quality natural ingredients, pharmaceutical-grade microdermabrasion crystals, green tea extract, dead sea salts, pomegranate oil, willow bark, vitamin E, and aloe vera. Millie, I'm sending you this amazing product to get you started on the path to a healthier, smoother, more hydrated complexion. Enjoy, Millie, and thanks again for your email. And I have tons more awesome beauty products to give out. So head on over to AskTheBeautyAdvisor.com. Leave me a comment, send me an email, or better yet, leave me a voicemail. Let me know you're listening, and you just might be the next winner. Okay, so it's now time to bring on our guest, beauty advisor Meredith. I've been anxiously waiting to hear her tips on how to wake up looking more beautiful. So let's now welcome Meredith. Meredith? Meredith, wake up. You're on.
Thanks, Deanna. Here are my 10 ways to wake up prettier than you went to sleep. 1. Start by washing your face and performing a complete skincare regimen. At night, your body is in repair mode, fighting hard to rejuvenate your skin after the day's wear and tear. Before going to bed, you have oil, bacteria, and makeup caked on, which needs to be removed to maximize anti-aging. After cleansing, exfoliating, and toning, apply a serum with anti-aging properties under moisturizer. 2. Incorporate a few key ingredients. Glycolic acid, retinol, peptides, red marine algae, and Dermaxyl encourage collagen activity. Soothing ingredients like white tea extract, azuline, and chamomile provide anti-inflammatory relief. 3. Arrange your body strategically while you sleep. The best way to sleep is on your back. Your face will not touch the pillow, so no creases will be made. Also, have your pillow propped up and elevated because it will help to reduce under-eye puffiness by allowing fluid to drain from the face. 4. Don't squish yourself into the pillow. Squishing your face into a pillow for approximately 2,500 hours per year is like ironing wrinkles into the skin. I'm a side sleeper for the most part, and I use a firm pillow and strategically position my head so the lower half of my face never touches it. Otherwise, I'll exacerbate the nasal labial fold wrinkles that come with age. These are the deep creases, also known as the parentheses or marionette lines that run from the nostril to the corner of the mouth on both sides of the face and are enhanced every time you smile or laugh. 5. Use a silk pillowcase. It provides some extra slip, preventing wrinkle formation and hair breakage. 6. Reduce puffiness with the following trick. Step 1. Fill your bathroom sink with cold water and toss in 15 ice cubes. Step 2. Pour 1/3 of a cup of natural witch hazel into the water. Try to use one that's alcohol-free. Step 3. Dunk your face, don't just splash, in and out 10 times. Cold temperatures shrink capillaries and stimulate drainage, while witch hazel has natural anti-inflammatory puffiness-reducing properties. 7. Adjust your routine seasonally. During the warmer months, switching to a lighter moisturizer or a gel moisturizer will aid in minimizing clogged pores. During the winter, hydrating skin is key. Adding a few drops of a skin oil over your night moisturizer is great for the winter to provide extra hydration, but also a protective seal over the skin to prevent moisture evaporation from heaters. 8. Invest in a humidifier. When the air is dry, turning on a humidifier helps prevent moisture loss in your skin. 9. Create a peaceful sleeping environment. Make your bedroom an oasis for relaxation and healing from daily stressors. No phones or TVs should be in the bedroom. 10. You knew this was coming. Get plenty of sleep. Lack of sleep causes the skin to look pale and tired because the circulation has been impaired. In addition, it's important to get a good night's sleep because sleep deprivation also causes stress, which can aggravate all skin conditions, including acne, eczema, and psoriasis. Bottom line, when you're tired, you look it.
Well done, Meredith. That was awesome. We'll be back next week with more beauty stuff. So until then, everyone, please stay healthy and be beautiful.